Good morning, everybody. It's Sunday. Sunday means leadership by Proverbs. Today, we're going to have another quick lesson on wisdom with a hint of violence. This is exciting. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
So we're in Proverbs chapter 10. We're in verses 13 and 14. We do a lot of talk about wisdom in Proverbs, but it seems to be a constant theme throughout. How can we become more wise at what we're doing? Here's 13 and 14 out of the NIV. Wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning, but a rod is for the back of one who has no sense. The wise store up knowledge, but the mouth of a fool invites ruin. So again, we got a lot of stuff about our words there and what comes out of our mouth. You know, wisdom is found on the lips of the discerning. The mouth of a fool invites ruin. And a little bit of a rod is for the back of one who has no sense. Let's look at the Message version. It says, you'll find wisdom on the lips of a person of insight, but the short-sighted need a slap in the face. Now, again, I'm not sure we're condoning violence here. What we're doing is making an analogy that if you're short-sighted, if you're not thinking clearly, if you're not using your correct words, sometimes you need just a reminder of some kind that you're doing it wrong. Verse 14 says the following, the wise accumulate knowledge, a true treasure. Know-it-alls talk too much, which is a sheer waste. So again, if you want to be wise, if you want wisdom, a lot of it comes down to the words that we use. Do you do more talking or do you do more listening? Do you store up knowledge or do you use your words for folly? Keep that in mind this Sunday and moving ahead into the next week. Have a great Sunday, everybody.